Hey, Jill.
Hey, Edgar. How are you doing?
Doing good. Right now, we're in the GG. We're in the It Takes Fruits meeting. And we're just going over a lot of like the kind of the grounding of the delegation. Going over some of the updates that happened inside the COP. So Tom Goldtooth and Tamara from IEN and Alberto give an update. And right now there's groups getting together, planning actions.
Did you already have the session on gender justice? Well, it's going outside.
That is tonight in the evening.
Oh, okay. Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So after this, we head out to the movement assembly on gender justice and feminisms.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. And in your opinion, I guess, like, why is this an important topic for in regards to climate change?
All right. Yeah. Well, I think right now, you know, even right now, when you mentioned that one of the actions or one of the days that's inside the COP, it's like they call it the gender day. And I think it's this Monday. And it's, yeah, I don't know what they're going to talk about inside, but right now there's groups here from the frontline group that are going to be speaking on missing, murdered, and indigenous women. So they're going to bring in those voices and that perspective, especially from the indigenous people from Canada. But they're going to be speaking how, you know, a lot of these extractive zones, like where the tar sands are and a lot of the pipelines, how that's become very synonymous with violence towards indigenous women and indigenous communities. And so very much the extraction of resources is tied into the violence towards women, indigenous women. I think that assembly today, I think will also address that. Also, I think, you know, food production, agriculture is one of the biggest emitters of pollution that's contributing to climate change. Most of it is because of industrial agriculture. However, you know, we're talking about it through a gender justice lens and traditional food systems. Right now, most of our food that's produced sustainably and has traditionally always been produced sustainably, it's by women farmers all over the world. So 70% or more, 75% of food systems, traditional local food system, are being run by women. And I think that's something that doesn't really get mentioned, that side of the gender in the food system. You know, we do hear about like Monsanto and the farm bureaus back home and all that, and it's all usually, you know, run by men. So, you know, I think even when we think of farmers, I think we get the, you know, we get the old McDonald kind of guy on a tractor. However, you know, around many places, the food and the farmers are women. So
yeah,
I think that's, I think, really important to bring out. So I think that's a little bit, I think, how gender ties into the climate fight.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to report out on that. Have you eaten anything interesting local?
I actually did try haggis.
Oh my gosh, how was it?
It was at a local cafe here, and it was, I don't know if it's real haggis, but it was like a deep fried haggis. It was actually kind of spicy, not bad. Had some flavor to it. I think that's been as adventurous that I've gone. Last night, we got to go to an Indian restaurant. So we tried a a whole bunch of Indian food, but also that I haven't really experienced in
our area
in Washington. So
it
was really good.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think today Tom Goldtooth and they were grounding us on some of like the discussions that are going in on the COP that they've been a part of. Talking about Article 6 from the Paris Accord, how a lot of that framework really is the one that's allowing for carbon markets and carbon offsets, especially. And they have been talking about what here is really being pushed as the net zero, and that's a false solution. So they did like skits and popular education kind of things about what net zero is. So that's how it is. It's action packed over here. There's always, right now there's, I guess, total delegation, it's like around 80 people.
Oh, wow.
That have showed up from throughout Turtle Island, from the North, the Americas, you could say. So a lot of different fronts, the anti-militarism, the indigenous folks, the labor groups, gender justice, environmental justice. So it's a really good, a lot of young people. So it's good.
Well, thank you for reporting out Crash the COP. And yeah, we'll be in touch.